Liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Coming to you from those high rocky mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you tonight, folks. I'll tell you what, we're just all reeling, even up here in the Northwest, with the tragedies that have occurred to so many of our fellow Americans down in the southeast part of the United States. We've been praying today quite often for our brothers and sisters down there, and what a devastation, absolute devastation. But tonight, I need to talk to you about some things our police officers and soldiers, too, but mostly our police officers talk about quite often. And it kind of goes along, folks, with a week or so ago that we, yes, it's been over a week now, that I did a report, you might say, on the jury system. You know, when I covered the powers and duties of the juror, and this goes along along that same line. It's part two, you might say, but it's an area where police officers are deeply concerned because they witness the abuse of judges in cases that we go before in the courts all across this nation. It wasn't meant to be this way. But today, the judges, and I'll give you a quote out of a publication we put out here a couple years ago. It says, under present judicial rules and customs, the social or political aims of any particular sitting judge or those of his overseers can, at the judge's discretion, overpower the free will of the jury. Due to its illicit nature, this usurpation of power by the judge, the actual control sequence, is always accomplished without the jury being made aware of its application. That was quoted back in June 1985, out of Phoenix, Arizona, by a police officer named Officer Jack McLam. Might be familiar to you. But we have other quotes here from other police officers, and this comes up regularly in our communication of how our nation is being taken over because the three votes that we're supposed to have in a republic have actually, for the most part, been taken away from us because of our lack of knowledge. We can get them back, but we have to have knowledge as to what rights are being removed from us. And we'll talk about that when we get back. Hope you'll have a pencil and paper so you can copy down some information while we go into how to get back our jury system in this nation.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH extra strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program here. I just want to get into this subject because it's a topic that comes up quite often among us police officers. And now I'm retired from law enforcement, but we have a number of police officers that we communicate with pretty regularly that are on duty. They're active duty police officers. And then there's thousands of police and soldiers we hear from out there irregularly, you might say, that are trying their best to return us to our constitutional republic, get us back under the foundations we're supposed to be under this nation, and that's our biblical foundations. And one of the things that perplexes us the most and disturbs us the most is when we're in courts, and we're in and out of courts all the time across this nation, listening to prosecutors, defense attorneys, and judges as they handle cases that come before them. And judges, we feel, there is no question about it, are government agents. Police officers who witness judicial activities in courtrooms today can attest to the fact that a judge can, at will, decide the outcome of any jury trial that comes before him in which he and his political benefactors have a special interest. We mentioned that before on the other program several weeks ago when we were talking about you serving on a jury. Well, this is part two, and it's critical that you have this information and get it out to the people that fellow citizens that are going to serve on juries. Many police officers understand that today it is a fact, unspoken and unholy as it is, that generally speaking, his honor or her honor, their first duty as a purely political appointee and government agent, is to protect the government's philosophies and political agenda from the public. And yet, the poor misled public is kept uninformed, and whoever fed the lie that judges are there to protect the citizens' rights to a fair trial, we say, give us a break. We don't see that anymore. We see government agents in black dresses up there doing the government's bidding when we go to trials today, and we go to a lot of courtrooms and trials to testify. Police officers have witnessed this behavior where judges take control, secret and covert control of a jury, and decide the jury outcome without the jury knowing about it for decades. Some years ago, one concerned and rather outspoken officer put it this way. Down in Texas, Sergeant M.T., I'm not going to give out his name, because he didn't give me permission to do that. But Sergeant MT and I have been friends for a long time. And here's what he had to say in July 1989 in a letter that he sent to me. He said, Officer Jack, some of us officers have quietly discussed this activity on several occasions, but must confess that we have never understood why a judge is allowed to jury tamper. For example, they regularly withhold crucial evidence, deny important testimony of witnesses in a case, and employ other devious tactics, which of course directly affect the outcome of a jury decision. Jack, our main question should be, why it is not considered a crime for a judge when it is considered so for all other people? He's talking about jury tampering. Also, if it is a crime when a judge jury tampers, to whom would we go in reporting a judge's unlawful activities? To another judge? A judge that's engaged in the very same activity? Question mark. They all do it, he said. It is a unanimous consent here that regardless of how right and legal our protest may be, any officers involved in bringing public attention to such powerful clandestine political controls would probably be the only ones punished. In other words, exposing how the judges manipulate juries. He says that probably the officer that would expose this would be the only one punished. He says what we need is mass support of the public for such changes. Sergeant MT of Texas, July 19, 1989. For reasons understood by his colleagues, this currently employed police supervisor's name and location won't be given tonight any more than just to say he's in Texas. Folks, it's not difficult to relate to the frustration of our fellow officers and this officer, Sergeant MT, down there in Texas, as he and others at his department struggle to resolve this criminal dilemma. It is hard to regularly witness such systematic illegal activities all the time and at the same time endure a sense of helplessness for knowing there is probably not an sufficient support needed to bring corrective enforcement action against these judges. Sergeant MT is probably absolutely right. Can't we just see one of the totally political yes men that are appointed today as police chiefs standing up and taking on this one? It won't happen. No way. Some of the good old boy sheriffs that are elected by the people and feel answerable today to the people might very well take a stand, but not most of today's police chiefs that are not answerable to the people. Well, our system, folks, have been replaced. It's been replaced, our jury system, our criminal justice system. And here's how it's been replaced. Before, though, we can evaluate what is wrong today with our system, we must first talk about what is right, the way the system is supposed to work. For those of us who may have forgotten some of what we learned in Government 101 and today are not so aware of how the judicial system is supposed to work, it might be well to review just for a moment the constitutional system we were given and then notice how that system has been supplanted, uprooted, and being replaced by the corruption that is in operation today in the jury system and in the criminal justice system. America's system of justice was built upon some very sound basic principles, and we'll just give you several of them here today. Number one, the Sixth and Seventh Amendments of the Bill of Rights guarantees us a trial by jury, supposed to be a jury of our peers. Number two, the jury is to judge the law as well as the facts in cases brought before them, as we talked about several weeks ago. Number three, the jury is to hear all witnesses and examine all the evidence in a case. How else can an informed decision be reached by a jury of your peers? Number four, the jury is to be determined or no, the jury is to determine the penalty, and that is the sentence of the guilty party. Does that happen today? Number five, the judge is to serve as only an unbiased resource for the jury, to answer questions on the law, and as an unbiased referee on the points of contention. Although there are more, these five basic parameters are viewed as vital to a fair and just system of dispensing justice today. If observed, folks, if people knew this the way it's supposed to be, these five alone, even though there are many more, would effectively prevent any and all despots in government from ever gaining dictatorial control over America. Our forefathers knew the importance of the above controls on our government, the ones I just mentioned. They had just come out of a system where the king, through his agent judges like we have today, would get rid of dissidents as well as at their will by holding phony trials and then simply eliminate the guilty dissenter. It was no accident, therefore, that our nation's founders built safeguards into our system of government in hopes of preventing this from ever occurring in the new land here in the USA. But the king's men are back, folks. In the main, today's American public still believes, however naively, that these constitutional safeguards are still in place and presently functioning. We police officers know, and judges know, and attorneys know, that very gradually, behind the people's backs, their lawful right to a fair trial, as well as their powers as jurors, have been secretly removed. Those in the know understand clearly that we are once again in America back under the king's agent judges, are back in control of our courts, and currently, as some like to joke, it's not King George the Third, but King George the Bush that's now on the throne. That's right. Oh, baby Bush is on the throne right now. Well, we've got some things to share with you here called a secret system by we police officers out here. A secret system because the people don't know that it even exists, but the lawyers who want to grow up to be judges know, and the prosecutors and the judges know about this, and the cops know about it because we sit in these courtrooms and we watch the machinations, the criminal intent of the judges and prosecutors to get it over on the juries. Let's contrast the five basic judicial parameters that I identified earlier that give you a fair trial with today's secret injustice system at work. Yes, the injustice system we're going to lay out for you in just a minute, folks. We want you to get copies of this tape today and hand it out to your friends so when they serve on a jury, they'll know how the judge and the prosecutor are going to try to get it over on them. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Talking the other day, and it is true that what is happening in our country is real brainwashing, very, very much real brainwashing. The, for example, a lawyer, if you take a poll, any poll in America, to find out who the most distrustful people are in this nation, you put politicians on there, used car salesmen, aluminum siding salesmen, insurance salesmen, attorneys, you just go down the line. And you'll always find the attorneys at the very bottom of the poll, even below used car salesmen. And yet, folks, isn't it interesting when they prove themselves to be willing to shoot their mother for a nickel and take bets on which way she'll fall, in other words, having no morals or anything whatsoever, they get appointed to judgeships where they've totally sold out. And let me back up and say not 100% of them. There's always a few out there, good ones. And I've known some good judges in my time. But the vast majority prove that they'll sell out for any price and do exactly what their government controllers tell them to do, and they get appointed right on up. And then all of a sudden, when they put that black dress on, the people worship at their feet. That's absolutely incredible, because, you know, that same person, if they were to be asked in a poll who's the most distrustful people in the nation, they would vote the attorney as that person. But, boy, they put that black dress on, and all of a sudden, they're demigods. I mean, they're gods in this society today, and the people just worship at their feet. So, anyway, let's go back now and show you how this injustice system works today, the secret injustice system that's in place. Under rules of the American aristocracy, they've set up this government agent judge today to be politically appointed, all right? Oh, yes, once they're politically appointed, then every few years you get to try to vote them out, and it never works. Notice that they never get voted out because you're not allowed to know what the judge's record is. The judge's records are basically sealed. In Phoenix, Arizona, we police officers got together and tried to get a bill passed that would make judges' records available to the public in a form that the public could utilize it. For example, we found out when we tried to go and look at a certain judge's record that was turning rapists loose and baby molesters loose and everything regularly, that we had a difficult time, even as cops, going in trying to find his records because they did not list these decisions under the judge's name. They listed them under the defendants that came before the judges. Well, my friends, it took weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks of work to try to find out the cases that this judge, very evil judge, had worked on. And so we tried to get a law passed that from then on, that all the judges' cases of each and every judge has to be put under his name so that you could go look it up. Well, all hell broke loose. You can imagine. The judges, all the attorneys that control our political system today, and attorneys everywhere came out just against us, put hundreds of thousands of dollars into putting us down and making us seem like we were radicals. And they came out and said it would cost the city too much money to actually, it would cost just several million dollars to keep records of all the judges' decisions under the judge's name. And we lost because the judges in no way wanted their decisions in cases to be listed to where people could walk in and look up the decisions of a judge. Well, folks, that's part of the criminality that we're talking about here. But anyway, the elitists love it this way because the judges work for them, these criminal elitists, these international criminal lords that control our governments today, the judges work for them. And here's a list of some of the things they do today in order to control the jury outcome and juries when you and I go before them, and we may be politically incorrect, and they want to stuff us in a prison or put us under a jail someplace for the rest of our lives. They put in play these particular secret tactics and techniques that the prosecutor works with the judge on that is criminal, absolutely criminal in nature. Number one, denying a selected defendant the right to a trial by a jury of his peers. Now, how do you figure they do that? How would they, now, they say, well, you know, we use the voting rolls, and we just pick the names out of the voting rolls and call the people up on the phone and invite them down to serve on a jury. Isn't that wonderful? Wouldn't that be a trial by jury of your peers? No, 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 my friends. No way. Because they have something called voir dire of the jury. Juries are always to be the peers of the accused, according to the Constitution, and always to be chosen at random from the common community in which the defendant allegedly committed, where the defendant allegedly committed the crime. If a defendant is alleged to have stolen welfare checks from retirees, should the government be allowed to place a number of welfare retirees on the jury? Think about it. We'll be right back and talk about more of how the government has their star chambers today, just like King George used to, and Baby Bush King George today has his star chamber. We'll be right back and tell you all about it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
On the Officer Jack McGlam program, this is that old cop Jack McGlam, and we're trying to put a set of tapes together. The one we had from 2 weeks ago was on your powers and duties as a juror, but this is exposing the fraud and the criminal activities of the judge and the prosecutor to get the decision from the jury that they want. We're talking about here, number one, denying the selected defendant of a trial by jury of their peers. And we're talking about voir dire of the jury. This is very, very bad. Well, how is it bad? Well, if the defendant is alleged to have stolen welfare checks, as I said, from retirees, should the government secretly be allowed to place a number of welfare retirees on the jury of that person? If a defendant is charged with non-payment of taxes, would it be correct or fair that a high percentage of the jurors in the case be government employees or people on the public dole? Now, on the Tom Metzger case, remember Tom Metzger is kind of a Nazi kind of a guy. I knew Tom Metzger, and he seemed like a nice guy, but some of his belief systems were kind of off base, but that's okay. He had a right to his beliefs. Well, the government who prosecuted him, listen to this, folks, hired 25 government attorneys and psychologists to investigate and evaluate every prospective juror, including conducting deep background checks on each one of them. Now, folks, this is a travesty of justice. Again, jurors should be selected at random with absolutely no interrogation by either side. Think of it. No voir dire. Voir dire is stacking the deck. There can be no fairer system, folks, than when a defendant gets what he or she gets when jurors are truly drawn at complete random from lists such as the voter rolls, that's fine, of a county in which the alleged crime occurred. Only then will we have an unbiased jury of our peers. Leave the jury alone. Under such a system, there'd be little chance to stack the jury, so the government doesn't like that system. They like voir dire. Centuries of history have proven that the powers that be can hardly be trusted. If it is possible to subvert the system and stack the jury, they're going to do it, and they have done it. Go back to number two now. Selectively withholding evidence and testimony from the jury. The judge does this all the time with the help of the prosecutor. Matter of fact, we have had evidence destroyed, totally destroyed. They say, well, the pictures got lost to the crime scene, or the camera didn't work well and the pictures didn't come out, or this piece of evidence we found 2 weeks later, and it was actually manufactured by the defendant or the prosecutor in the case and put in, and there's a case before us today that came out yesterday where the Lockerbie aircraft that was blown up in Lockerbie, that the FBI or the CIA had planted the evidence to convict the Libyan that was convicted of that crime, and we won't get into that today, maybe tomorrow. But this is done all the time today. The judge selectively withholds evidence that will find you not guilty and won't allow it in, but allow the prosecution to put in any evidence they want, even manufactured evidence, and then the judge won't allow you to have certain witnesses. The judge will say, no, you can't have that witness. Now, our dear friend, our brother, Richard Taus, is in prison, FBI agent extraordinaire, who kept trying to expose the Bush family's drug running into the United States for years, was finally set up and put in prison because they would not, the judge, they set him up on a phony charge and sent him to court. And the judge wouldn't let him bring in the evidence that would prove hands down that he was in the national, or well, the reserves, Army Reserves, out on weekend, Army Reserve weekend, wasn't even in the area. And guess what? The judge wouldn't even let him put that evidence in. He was convicted and has now spent 13, 14 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. This is what they do. They withhold evidence and withhold witnesses that'll prove you're not guilty. And, of course, the jury isn't allowed to know that they're withholding evidence and withholding testimony from witnesses. So here sits the jury, and they don't know this machination, this criminal machination is going on behind the scenes. Number three, hiding from the jury their lawful right and duty to decide if a law is fair and is justly applied in this case, and only allowing them to decide, did he do it or did he not? Now, we discussed that at length 2 weeks ago, and this is another way the judge decides the jury outcome without the jury knowing about it, and that is not letting the jury decide if a law is fair or fairly applied in a particular case. Bad, wrong, unconstitutional, but they do it all the time. Number four, the judge wrongly decides the punishment of the guilty party. The judge was never to decide the punishment of a guilty person. The jury was always supposed to do that, but most of the time today, the judge does that. Or if the judge doesn't like the determination of the punishment, if the jury's allowed to decide if the person's put to death or not put to death or whatever the punishment, the judge can go over and overrule it, which is not constitutional. He has no power to do that. But they do it all the time, don't they? Number five, using despotic contempt of court charges to silence or intimidate any who challenge these and other autocratic, corrupt, and illegal practices of the judge and the prosecutor. You've heard it many times. Defense attorney, you sit down and you be quiet on that issue, or I'm going to hold you in contempt of court. And so this is very despotic because sometimes things need to be brought out for the jury to hear, and the judge will shut down the defense attorney with the charge or threatening them with contempt of court. Another one, folks, the emotions and opinions of the judge. Judges must keep their opinions of a case, their feelings and emotions, out of the view and hearing of the jury. But do they do that? No. If a judge shows their opinions in a case, their feelings and emotions against the defense attorney, for example, which they like to do, these prejudice the jury's minds. If the judge doesn't like or thinks that the the defense attorney is a dingbat or something, you know, some wild-eyed so-and-so. The judge rolls his eyes and he shows his emotions that he doesn't like the defense attorney. Of course the jury is prejudiced against the defendant. In a political trial, which we have a lot of them in this country today, political prisoners, political trials, the judge will often let the jury see his contempt for the defendant or certain aspects, issues of the case, thereby biasing the jury on purpose. But the jury doesn't know this is being done to them. Federalist Paper 65, page 399, folks, says juries are influenced by opinions of judges, and the judge should not show their emotions or their feelings against the defense attorney or the prosecution either way. But they do it so that they can decide the outcome of these jury trials. Change of venue, location of the trial. Is that fair? They say, oh, well, the people in this neighborhood know too much about the case, and so we're moving it out of this venue and we're taking it over to another county or another state or whatever. Well, both the defendant and the community have a right to have the case tried in the community where the crime was committed. It's in the Constitution. This is the only fair way to give the victims and defendants a fair trial, folks. Often in a political trial, the government agent judge will determine to place in the county, or determine a place in the country to hold the trial where the government has the advantage of getting a conviction. If you have committed a crime or alleged to commit a crime in a certain area, a certain community, and the judge knows that you're well-liked in that community and you have friends in that community, the judge wants to move it out of that area into an area where he or she decides that they can get a better conviction in. This is wrong. Change of venue. Jury instructions, folks. Jury instructions. In political trials, once again, that happen all the time in this country, we did a whole newsletter on it here months ago on those that are in prison today because of their political beliefs, and they've committed no crime, but the government set them up through the system I'm telling you here and put them in prison because their political, their politics is different than the judge and the judge's bosses, these international crime lords. It happens near the end of the trial, jury instructions. During the judge's instructions to the jury that a biased government agent judge can best assert his influence and make sure that the jury will return the kind of verdict that the government desires. He begins by repeating the standard lie that the jury is not allowed to judge whether the law is a good one or a bad one, nor whether it applies to the defendant in the case at hand. That's where he always starts lying to the jury. The truth, of course, is that the jury always has a right, indeed a duty, to decide both the facts of the case. That is, did the defendant do the crime according to the evidence presented, as well as the law alleged to have been broken. A very good example, folks, should escaping slaves, back during the times we had slaves in this country, we're coming back into that time, by the way, but when we had the black fugitive slaves out there, should escaping slaves be returned to their owners just because there is a law, the Fugitive Slave Act, which says they must be returned? Fairly and justly, the persons who served on those juries in the 1850s did not go along with the judge nor uphold the unjust law. They instead sided with the slaves and therefore set them free. Now, this the government hates, because that's called jury nullification, and it is proper, it's lawful, and it is what is supposed to be done. Now, we have quotes from attorneys, amazingly, good attorneys, and there are some good attorneys out there, that say that very thing. For example, Van Osteen, a lawyer in Phoenix, Arizona, said that just that. If a jury believes a law is unjust or the circumstances justify disregarding the law, The jury generally has the power to reach a verdict that is apparently inconsistent with the traditional applications of the facts of the law. Most legal scholars agree that this power in the jury's hands is one of the strengths of our judicial system in America. It is a corrective feature that permits ordinary citizens to do justice when unusual circumstances arrive. American juries have enormous power, and most of the time it is exerted responsibly. Juries may be reluctant to reach a first-degree murder conviction when the accused disconnected a respirator from a terminally ill loved one. The power of jury nullification permits a jury to decide guilty or not guilty in such verdicts. Van Osteen is a Phoenix lawyer, and that was published in the Arizona Repulsive newspaper a couple years back. So even some attorneys agree, folks, that it is important that the jury is allowed to decide if a person not only violated the law, but if the law fits the crime and is a good law. Well, jury instructions, folks, is where the judge really zings it to the jury and locks them down so tight that many times, I don't know if you've heard it or not, but cops have heard it all the time. Juries come out and they've made a decision to send somebody to prison for life or whatever, and they come out and they're interviewed and they say, you know, when we were not going to vote for conviction, but after the jury's the judge's instructions to us, we had to vote. We had no choice but to vote for conviction of the person because of the judge's jury instructions. Folks, this is absolutely wrong. But the judges do it because they know they can determine the outcome of a jury trial because they can lock the jury up psychologically within parameters that they must vote for guilty and not for dismissal of the case or not guilty. Well, folks, we've got a little time left, and I want to tell you just a couple more of these things. One is pressuring the jurors to change their vote. Wait a minute. Before we get into that, how about number five here, wrong criminal charges? Now, you say, well, what's that all about? Well, it's a tactic used to benefit friends and associates of the government who may get caught committing a criminal act and must be brought to justice. Yeah, brought to justice, right. Justice in such cases can be a charade, a method for making the public think the government is going after the government or judges, friends, or associates, yet still making sure the government's friend or associate gets off with no penalty. Well, how's this done? Here's the way it works. The government purposely charges the suspect, a friend, with an erroneous level of a charge for a crime. Let me give you a good example. First-degree murder in place of the correct manslaughter charge. A person should have been subject to manslaughter charges, and the government purposely puts first-degree murder on there, knowing full well that the government can't prove the charge of first-degree murder, and that the jury will have no other option but to let the friend of the judge or the government off. If the government had charged the criminal, with the alleged criminal, with the proper charge, they would have found the defendant guilty of manslaughter, for example. The government knows in the beginning that they can't prove the case on the wrong charge and can say, well, we did our job of bringing the suspect to court to answer for his crimes, but that bad jury let him off. There's nothing we can do about it, says the prosecutor. Well, there is something you can do about it, folks. Realize, first of all, that when the government brings a friend in or somebody, a big-time, big donator to the Republican Socialist Party or donator to the Democratic Socialist Party, or maybe to the judge's campaign for re-election, watch out, because many times they'll charge that friend or supporter with the wrong charge just to make sure they get them off. Okay, folks, we'll be right back. We'll close out the program tonight. I want to get into one other thing with you before we do that. stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it. And put a jingle in your pocket.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
We're coming in quick here because we're almost out of time, and I want to get all this information on this tape, and you need to get copies of it and listen to it so that if you're in a jury trial and you see any of these unlawful machinations going on, the judge and the prosecutor working this game, you can vote to acquit, because that's the only fair thing to do. If they're setting somebody up because the government doesn't like this person for some reason, you will know, if you know these tactics that they use, the judge and the prosecutor as agents of the king's court, and you can vote to acquit that person because they have not had a fair trial. Last thing I want to tell you, pressuring jurors to change their votes, watch out. Many times the government agent judge will become so upset and angry with the jury if the jury doesn't just go along with his wishes regarding the verdict in a case, or if a single juror holds out against the decision of the others, and he'll bring them out, scare the dickens out of them, threaten the jury, and then send them back in to come out with a decision he wants. Please, folks, don't let the government agent judge get away with this tactic. Remember, it is the individual juror's right and duty to make his or her own decision as to what the verdict should be. The only fair judgment is one that each and every juror decides independently what the verdict should rightly be. If as a juror, you find you're not able to accept the decisions of your other fellow jurors, things may get real rough in there for you. I can guarantee it will. The majority of jurors will usually be fooled and pressured by the government agent judge into just going along with his or her wishes in a jury verdict, the judge's wishes, that is. But let me repeat, it is your duty and your legal right to stand up for what you believe is right. It is also absolutely wrong to trade your vote for another juror's vote on a particular issue during deliberation. Stick to what you believe is right. Stick to the evidence. Compromise is not justice. Remember that in the jury. They always say, well, you got to compromise or we're never going to get out of here. Compromise, folks, is not justice. And you'll be very sorry you did that for years after that trial. On each separate point, the defendant is either guilty or not guilty, and you must vote accordingly. If you were to just go along and fail to do what you judge to be the absolute right, you will always hate yourself for not being strong enough to do what your mind and morals told you was right and fair. Also, last thing, folks, the judge hates a tape recorder. For bringing a tape recorder into a court, you can see the judge is like a vampire seeing a cross in the old movies. Remember when the vampire would see a cross? They would just shrink and sometimes even melt. Well, when a judge sees a tape recorder, the judge almost does what the old vampire does. He almost melts. They're scared to death of them because they alter the court transcripts. We've caught them over and over again. The judges, if they say something they shouldn't have said or have something in there that can get them in trouble, they will alter the court transcripts. That's absolutely right. It is done. And so the sad thing is most attorneys, defense attorneys, won't fight for your right to have an alternative court reporter in there that you pay for yourself. So you'd have two court reporters doing the transcripts of the trial so that the judge can't get to the court transcripts of your court reporter and change those transcripts. Well, folks, I've tried my best to tell you what us cops are concerned about out here, how you can support us in getting rid of this criminal justice system and get us back under our constitutional protective system for the people. Hope you'll get a copy of these two tapes, one on juries here a couple weeks ago and this one, and get them around and know what your rights and powers are as a juror and stop the tyranny in the country today. God bless all of you out there. Have a great day. This old cop truly does love you, America. Believe it. Good night.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.